Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Lamites, Menachas 39a, pagination is 77. We have a number of snippets from the Gemara here, which I'd like to cover, giving us an overview of certain aspects of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So towards the top of the page, about six lines down, we have a statement in the name of Rav, Im nifsak hachut meikaro pisula. If one of the threads is cut from its start, from the beginning, it is pasul. Now, we have a halacha that we check the tzitzis every day, either before we put them on, or a person can actually check them when he's putting them away into the bag the morning before, when he's finished davening, so that he doesn't have to check them in the morning, because then they're secure. The concept of checking the tzitzis is that since the tzitzis are tassels, they're dangling, it was considered normal for them to sometimes rip. And even though we would rely on a chazaka from one day to the next, just as it was good yesterday, it's good today, which is, for example, what we do with tefillin, day after day after day after day. But when it comes to tzitzis, since they're being exposed, and since there's a bracha being recited, we're extra careful, and we want to make sure that the tzitzis are still intact. Now, what has to be checked? So you're checking to make sure that the eight threads that are the strings that are sticking out are supposed to still be there. And if any one of them was missing, that you know the halachas and you know how much is allowed to be cut and still be kosher. The statement over here, though, is regarding the part of the tzitzis which is attached to the garment. And at that point, if any one of those threads would be cut, it would be pasul. However, it's not as required to check up there because that's not the place where it typically gets ruined. And therefore, as long as that's checked periodically, but it doesn't have to be checked every day. But that's this rule. If something would be cut from its beginning, it would be pasul. Another statement, two lines later, b'medvarim amurim, b'techilaso. We're very strict when it's originally made. It has to be made correctly. Avos sofo, but after it's been made correctly, shirov v'gardumov kol shehu. If there's leftovers, even a small amount could still make it kosher. And what we are referring to over here is if one of those eight strands that's dangling would get cut, there's a certain amount that needs to remain of the string and it will still be kosher. Now, there's plenty of discussion here as to how we define enough leftovers. Remember that every one of the strings that's sticking out is fundamentally a doubled string. So even if one of the eight is cut, we know that the remaining part of that same string is still intact because I've got seven good ones. In fact, if two of them are cut, we could have a discussion. Could it be that the same one was cut and now it's totally gone? Or is it two different ones that are now half cut and it's still good? There's a machlokas rishonim exactly how to define this discussion. But one of the things to be aware of is that when we do make the tzitzis, we keep track of keeping the halves of the strings on separate sides. So that we'll put a slip knot, for example, on four of them, holding them together and making sure they always stay on the same side of the knot, so that if later two of them were to be cut, we would be able to at least know, is it possible that it's the same string that's been cut on both sides, Or can we say definitively, they're two cut on the same side, so we know they're not the same one, meaning one of them is not entirely missing. And that helps us in paskening whether the leftovers are good or not. Towards the bottom of the page, afilu lo korach ba ela chulya achas kesheira. There is an approach, at least biblically, that if you only have one set of twirls, that would already be kosher. So that, at least biblically, once you put the strings through the garment, what we do is we make a knot, and then we twirl the long one around the others, and then we make another knot, and that would already be a kosher tassel, according to strict biblical law, without adding on any rabbinic or tradition. In fact, the wording of the Gemara is, Kamoshir Chulya, what's the definition of a twirl unit? Sheyichroch v'yeshana v'yeshalish, that you went around three times. Tana, we learned, Hapoches, one who wants to keep to the low end of the twirls, lo yivchos misheva, it's not proper to do less than seven twirls. Vahamosif, and someone is doing a lot, lo yosif al shloshesre, you should not do more than 13. Hapoches lo yivchos misheva kineged sheva rikiyim, the seven skies, these are the levels of emanation of travel from heaven to earth. V'amosef lo yosef al shlosh esrei, and a person who wants to do more should not do more than 13. Kineged shiva rikiyim, again, the seven skies. V'shisha avirin shebeineyem, and the six spaces that are between them. So it's a total of 13 levels. This is very common in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis are to remind us of all the mitzvahs of the Torah and our responsibility to them, and therefore there are lots of mnemonic devices and reasons that we would do exactly what we're doing. The 10 knots that are in front of a person when you're holding the front two tzitzis represent the ma'amoros of creation, the statements of creation, and everything that we have is corresponding to something. In fact, our custom is to do the twirls as 7, 8, 11, 13. The 7 and the 8 adds up to 15, which is the yud and the hey. The 11 is the vav and the hey of yud kei vav kei, and the 13 corresponds to echad. So Hashem echad, Hashem is one. We also know the famous gematria that tzitzis plus eight strings and five knots gives you 613, which reminds us of the mitzvahs of the Torah. The minig is that for Baruch Sha'omar, we take the front two, which is the way the Mechaber presents the mnemonics, the front two, that the ones that are in front of you, how they remind you of different things. But when it comes to Shema, V'aveinu l'shalom me'arba kanfos ha'aretz, we take all four, that Hashem will have an ingathering from all four corners of the earth, is the way it's described. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.